In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Primetime Peru, this is a follow-up story regarding the Mashco Piro tribe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Probably not, but let's go with it anyways.
Mashco Piro.
Here's the thing. I don't think anyone that is in that tribe is listening right now.
Right.
Is it offended at your cultural insensitivity?
What if they're listening on the Odyssey app?
They're like, that son of a gun.
Out in the jungles of Peru.
You get our name right. Someone just shows up the other day with a, you know, to your door with a spear. Just waiting to stab your ass.
Well, they are a violent and isolated tribe of the Amazon.
Is there ever an isolated tribe that isn't violent?
Pretty good question. I feel like they're all...
I feel like anytime you...
That's the way they operate.
Yeah, that's right. Like, I don't think you can, like, survive in that environment for, like, all those millennia. Just like, you know, we're just pretty cool, you know, we kind of live and let live sort of thing. I think that's really the way it works in the heart of the Amazon. There's a lot of stabbing and poisoning things that go on.
Yeah, I was thinking about our new club sponsor.
Yeah.
Pub Beer.
Yeah.
The official beer of Cheap Fun. Isn't it wild to think that people like this don't even, like, there's no concept of cheap or expensive or value or a sale or even a bank. Like, they know none of it.
No.
It's just effing wild to me.
You think we rock down there with like a case of pub beer? We're like, we come in peace. Like, let's just hang out and have a few. I don't think that's working. I mean, they probably drink some sort of weird like mash liquor made out of some sort of root.
That's another question is like, do you think they get... Surely they get high and drunk, but how do they do it?
Again, it's probably some sort of tree. They're licking like tree frogs or mixing up some sort of weird ayahuasca thing. I guarantee they have some sort of fermented drink. If there's one thing I know about history, it's that no matter what civilization and where it's at, we all like,
That's true.
Freddie Mercury said it best. The human condition requires some anesthesia from time to time. And I think that's true no matter where 100%. Or when you lived.
Yeah, if they aren't getting high or wasted, they're missing out.
Look, I'll tell you what.
Maybe that'll get them to the dark side here.
I'm guessing that if you showed up at that tribe and they didn't stab you with a poison dart, I'm guessing those people could show you a good time. I'll bet you things get wild.
I just wonder how close do you think you could even get to them before they shot you with an arrow?
You probably wouldn't even see them.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I read that book, The Lost City of Z, on looking for one of the lost tribes in the Amazon. And this was, they made a movie about it, it's really good. But, like, the best explorer in the world, this was, like, at the turn of the century, late 1800s, early 1900s. He went missing down there, and, like, his whole crew basically got wiped out. And these guys were, like, the best in the world at the time. And they kept sending more people. For, like, the next 80 years, people would go looking for this dude. And people just kept, like, in the 80s and 90s, people
just
went down there.
Just getting picked off?
Just getting picked off. And no one knows.
Wait, that's not funny. Why am I laughing?
Well, I don't know. It's just kind of crazy because you think now we've reached the point where we have all this technology. No. Dude, they were sending people after that dude in the 80s and 90s, and they were like, I don't know. They went in, and they were in there for a couple months, and they never came out.
Couple months?
Yeah. Well, there's, like, this idea of, like, eventually they'll come back out. No, they won't. People go missing in there all the time.
Dude, that jungle. Have you ever been down there?
No.
Dude, it is.
It's kind of terrifying.
It is vast and so wild.
Well, they just say that there are things in there that the diseases, the bugs, the different plants, the poisons, all that stuff. Like, we have no idea. Like, humans shouldn't be able to exist in that environment, and yet these tribes have thrived there for hundreds or thousands of years.
What if we send that undercover reporter who nabbed the commander's VP in there?
See, here's the problem. I don't think that this tribe would think that she's a hot.
Yeah.
I think they've got a different concept of what's hot.
Do they even think in those terms?
I would assume, like, they're,
like,
you know,
attractive. Yeah, because you have babies and stuff.
Yeah, babies and whatnot, and I'm sure there, you know, there's hierarchies and stuff, but
you think there's a gay one?
Oh, interesting. Well, I mean, yeah, I would guarantee, like, that thing has gone back forever. Yeah, I'm sure there's
I'm gay.
Samesies. Samesies.
Well,
is
I bet they're not doing the samesies, but I bet they are deep down.
Oh, I bet they're doing the samesies.
You know, you think so?
Because I don't think there's a stigma around it.
But he's gay.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, I think just over there, man, it's like, hey, you like samesies?
Everybody humps everybody else.
Well, you know, you're out in the woods with your buddy, and you're out in the jungle, and you're on some sort of 3-week excursion, whatever. You're out there doing God knows what. You know, you get a little lonely, and, you know, hey.
Schultzy, they're taking applications.
Samesies is better than nothing.
Hell no. No. I like my running water and air conditioning.
Oh. Thanks. But the gay part.
What?
What?
What are you doing? No. Very happy with my wife.
Oh,
thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guys don't want malaria or whatever is going on down there.
Nah.
Again, read through that book.
All right.
They were telling the story about one of the dudes that didn't make it. And I'll never forget, he got some sort of bug that would burrow underneath your fingernails.
Oh, God.
There was some sort of little thing, little whatever.
Yeah.
That would crawl underneath your fingernails and then, like, lodge itself in there with, like, little spines so you couldn't get it out. And so your fingernails would just swell and get pussy, and then, like, your fingertips would fall off. Not your fingernail, your finger. My man's fingertips were falling off in the jungle. And they're, like, and they're so deep in it, you can't turn around and just go back.
And why are they going in there again? They're just searching
this was all for the lost city of Z. Like, there was the idea that basically the city of gold, like, what is it, like El Dorado, that there's an ancient lost tribe in there with all these riches and
what
so.
What would it take for me, like, what would have to be at the other end of the dangling carrot for me to get you to traverse the...
Where these guys live?
There's a lot of different parts of the Amazon jungle, but
it's almost the size of the United States.
Yeah, it's huge, but it's all the same. It's not all the same, but you know what I mean? Like, there's, I'm just going to drop you in there.
No, there's nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing. Nothing.
A billion-dollar treasure.
No.
Only you are the hunter.
No. No, because I'm going to die. My big white ass in the middle of that thing? You think I'm Bear Grylls in my way out of that? I mean, look, I'm a decent outdoorsman. But that's not outdoors. That's a whole other... No. Your life is not worth a billion.
What if I sent you with a couple medics? Maybe a camera crew.
Well, nothing happens to the camera crew.
Never does.
The idea is, like, if you put me in the middle of that thing and it's going to take me a month plus to hike out, I'm not making it out. I'm dead. So, no. There is no amount of money. You could give me $100 billion.
Okay. How about this?
And I'm not doing it.
How about this? I drop you into the jungle, Amazon. You don't know where.
Yeah.
But you just have to get out of it.
Yeah.
Could you do it?
No. No.
Really?
No. No, you could.
Don't think you could find a tributary and...
Oh, God, no. I mean, you could find the river, but good luck making it out. I mean, there's just... Again, I've read enough of those books that I know I'm not walking through the Amazon. It might be the scariest place on Earth. And I'm just so ill-equipped to deal with any of that. If an animal doesn't get me, starvation will get me, dehydration will get me. I mean, really, what's going to happen is I'm going to eat something, I'm going to get diarrhea, and then I'm going to become so weak that I'm going to curl up in a ball, and then I'm just going to die on a riverbank until some caiman comes over and grabs me.
I think Isaac wants to start like a Fordlandia 2.0 there.
A what now?
In the Amazon, you remember back in obviously you weren't alive, but there was a story of Henry Ford back in the 20s trying to establish a full-time rubber plantation for Ford Motor Company in the Amazon.
In the Amazon.
And it did not work out so well. Even trying to establish like a town and like a full, I mean, like you literally like a hospital, like a whole like set of services that you would have here, even then... Just because it's in the middle of the Amazon, it doesn't work.
Why did he... What? That sounds stupid.
Cheap rubber, bro.
Cheap rubber, yeah.
Cheap rubber, bro. All right. Cool. Well, well, listen.
That's why now when people go in there, they don't go in there. They bring bulldozers and they just wipe parts of it out.
That leads us to our story.
Yeah.
So members of a violent and isolated Amazon tribe shot two loggers dead with arrows in Peru after several previous attacks and repeated warnings that a tree-cutting project had encroached on their territory.
Oh, boy.
Remember, we talked about this a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And they were saying that
No one knew why.
Well, they came out to the beach.
Yeah, and they were just cruising around.
And they're just hanging out there, and there were some aerial shots, drone shots of them.
Yeah.
And they were like, they never come out here. Like, what is this?
Yeah, some experts were like, this is
And they were
good.
Saying that perhaps the loggers had driven them off of their where they live.
Yeah.
And so now they're fighting back. A third logger was injured. Two more reported missing after the bow and arrow blitz.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the sad part is what the companies do is they just light everything on fire and they try to burn them out. I mean, that's like their only recourse.
So the Mashco Piro tribe, which is believed to be the biggest group of indigenous people living with no outside contact, opened fire in a remote section of the rainforest near the Las Piedras River.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What is this? Okay. The deadly attack came one day after a logging company, which has been chopping down trees on the border of the tribe's jungle turf, lost its sustainability certification for 8 months. The firm was accused of building logging roads inside the tribe's territory and was stripped of its certification by the country. The group had previously fired arrows, reporting an illegal logging camp, leaving one logger wounded on July 27th. In 2022, they also shot arrows that killed one logger and left another injured. So you get too close, they're going to shoot you.
Well, and that's kind of crazy because, again, they have no concept of law. Like, you know.
Well, I just think,
hey, you're in my way, and I'm going to shoot you now, and that's just the way it's been.
I just don't understand. If you're a logger, like, what? How tied are you to this company that you're like, yeah, okay, I'm going to risk my whole life for you just so I can log some trees for you?
I have no idea.
Why
man.
Are you going out there?
Either that or they just don't respect the tribe and didn't think that they were dangerous. I mean, you got your maybe you're armed and you've got all this modern equipment. You're like, oh, what can happen? What can happen is you take an arrow to the chest. I do think that there's a lot of people that assume that these tribes are like, they're a bunch of primitive rubes. So what can they do to me? What they can do to you is hit you with a poison tree dart. And then thanks for coming. No. I just have a lot of respect, and I know where I'm not wanted. I know where I don't belong. And let me just tell you, that right there might be number one. Number two, top of a mountain. Not supposed to be there.
Peru's Ministry of Culture, which oversees indigenous rights, said it's investigating reports of the logger deaths. It plans to send a police helicopter to the area. That ought to go well.
What are they going to do with that?
A
police helicopter? I guarantee they're going to shoot arrows at that. That tribe, the Sengal people or whatever, they send planes over that, and those planes end up with arrows in the wings. They just shoot at them.
They're saying some of the people from this tribe have been seen firing arrows at tourist boats.
Oh, boy. Well, stop. It blows my mind. Here's my thing. If you're a tourist and you get hit in the head with one of these, it's your own fault. Like, what are you doing? This makes no sense to me whatsoever. Like those morons that go on like the safari, but like in the actual African savannah and then get out of your little Jeep. They're like, oh, I think I'll just walk around here. We're so moronic that we feel like we're like if we're at work or we're at like some sort of tour group that bad things can't happen to us. They can and they will, and you deserve it.
I think one problem here is that some people, particularly, and look, I hate to, I'm just going to single this one group out.
Let's do it.
But it's not just this group, but this I know to be true, is a lot of the Christian missionary people, they in their loins, they believe
they're going to be the
that
ones.
They're going to be the ones to
save them.
Convert
them to Jesus.
Or just like make contact and start that relationship, right? They believe that.
Yep.
People believe, it's the damn human ego. It's like, nope, I'm going to be the one. Remember that kid? That he was a Christian missionary.
Yep.
He showed up in the water and with a Bible or something.
He was determined to
they
teach.
Shot his ass right in the water.
He said that God had inspired him to go share the message, and they shared their message with him. And their message was, your ass is dead, and then we're going to pray to you around the beach. I don't get that.
Now, there is one little bit in here. This is from the New York Post. It says, some members of the tribe have reportedly also emerged from the forest in an attempt to trade machetes and food with residents of nearby villages.
Oh, okay. So we're doing a little barter system.
So there is a little, there's a little something going down there. They know other people are around.
Yeah.
And they'll trade you a machete for a potato or something. I don't know. Maybe five potatoes.
I would be fascinated to know what they think. Like what? Because like you said, they know there's different people than them. They know that they have things that they want. Like, I wonder how aware of anything in society in general. I would be fascinated if someone could actually communicate with them. But a lot of the times, they don't even speak the language, right?
No, we
don't even
know. I'm sure they have their own.
Yeah, they have their own.
Maybe we drop a bunch of iPhones in there and see what happens.
Yeah.
Then you guys talked about that story of the tribe in Brazil, I think, also, that, like, just in a different part of the Amazon that got internet. That'll ruin the tribe, too.
What? I don't remember that.
It was a month or two ago.
We talked about that?
Yeah, I got a long conversation going between my wife and I, so I remember it because we were listening to the show. And it was the internet they wanted the internet with this tribe so they could learn how to, like, you know, be a part of society, integrate themselves, and it ended up with people.
It didn't go well.
No, like, they just started watching porn. They became violent with each other because of it. It was bad.
No way.
Well, there's a funny movie from, it's either I think it's in the 80s. It might have been the late 70s, but I think it was like mid-80s, and it was called The Gods Must Be Crazy.
Yes!
And it's a really funny movie, but it's about an African tribe, and a guy from an airplane.
Yep.
He takes a Coke bottle, just a metal, or not a metal,
the old Mexican Coke bottle.
Yeah, the old Mexican Coke bottle, the glass Coke bottle, and he throws it out of the airplane, and it hits one of the tribesmen on the head, and he's like, oh my God, what's this? And so they think it's some sort of gift from the gods. It's this thing, and it turns into an absolute disaster because they all want the Coke bottle, and it's a really funny movie about introducing just something as stupid and simple as a Coke bottle to a tribe. But yeah, if you give them the internet, it turns out they just want porn, which again is
can you blame them?
No, you can't. This is why I said you can't. You know, we can't introduce them to 2024 hots. They have no way to process that. None.
Would they even think they're hot?
Well, I think eventually they think what they were doing was pretty cool. They're like, whoa, 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 what is this? The Dutch rudder.
Something would catch their eye.
Yeah. All of a sudden, Samesies isn't so cool. Or
wait,
maybe it is.
Wait, what are you doing with a ping pong ball? Okay.
I don't think they know what a ping pong ball
she'll
is.
See.
Why you got to go there?
You've never been to Amsterdam?
Yeah, and let me tell you something. It's not that cool. I saw that, and
it's a little overrated.
I don't understand what's sexy about that. That wasn't, I went to one of those shows in Amsterdam where the two people were on stage, like, doing it. And let me just say, that might be the most awkward thing I've ever been to in my entire life. It was so weird
Who was it?
No, it was just like,
some guy and girl?
Yeah, some guy and girl.
Doing it up there?
Yeah, we went to this theater in Amsterdam, and it was like,
are you kidding
like
me?
Like, with a group of people?
So think about like a burlesque show, right?
Okay.
So and one lady did the ping pong ball thing.
Ugh.
And then, you know, everyone's like, and then she's like, hey, and she's trying to get the crowd like
everyone's
ripped.
Everyone's like, oh.
Yeah, everyone's like kind of doing like
what's
this
happening?
Sort of clap thing. And then there was a couple other acts, like there was a couple different things.
Acts.
Yeah, like it was in acts, right? Like they came on. Think of like a high school or like a middle school talent show, just not. And so then they brought out like one of those like portable beds and put it in the middle. And then a guy and a girl came out, and the guy was like, no one knew what to do. We're all sitting there, as a bunch of tourists like me. And the dude was like Happy Gilmore. He was like trying to get the crowd into it. He's like, yeah, yeah, come on. And no one, like, he wanted us to cheer, but it was really weird to cheer. And
why did you go to that?
Dude, it was like $22.
In Rome, baby.
What do you do when you go to Amsterdam? Let's go to the red light district.
I'm the one doing it.
Well, you can do that too.
I'm not watching people do it.
Well, I'm just saying, that thing was weird. So that old ping pong thing, that is the most overrated thing. There's nothing remotely sexual about that. You just feel bad. Like when you, like, you're just like, this, you're right. You have that. The feeling of, why did I pay for this? That is the feeling that you have. Not like, ooh, that's hot.
Couple of texts here. Deal says, what if when we contact them, they just simply ask, where's the beef? Love it. Yeah, it's a good question. That would blow our minds.
Yeah.
Like, wait.
Where's the Baconator? Like, that's what they ask for? Like, I'll take
and they pull out the old lady from the Wendy's commercial. She's been held hostage.
Been searching for a double-double for years. Yeah.
Somebody said, we need to get them jalapeno Cheetos. What do you think of all not American, but just worldly crap?
Boy.
What do you think would stop them down and they'd be like, oh, my God, this is amazing?
Well, I mean, the easiest one, and they couldn't even comprehend it, would just be a smartphone. I mean, like, honestly, I think it would break them.
Yeah, but let's talk about, like, just simple things.
Things
you can eat, taste.
Yeah. I bet some clothing would blow them away.
Yeah.
Just the idea.
Nice,
like,
little warm sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Milwaukee Brewers sweatshirt.
Yeah. You brought them a pair of dungarees, some tough skins. I don't, like, some hiking boots. You're like, look, they don't have shoes. Imagine walking through that jungle and we're like, hey, check this out.
But some then nice Nikes.
Yeah, maybe they'd hate them, though. They're like, what is this? What is this crap?
Do you have anything in green?
But I'm guessing, like, everything they eat obviously is natural, right?
Yeah.
I'm guessing if you brought them, like, a Red Bull.
Pure sugar?
Just pure sugar. I'm starting to think it's just something that...
See, I think they would get sick.
If you brought them a Red Bull and then, like, the sugariest dessert, like, you brought them some, like, Hostess, like, cupcake-type things... I don't think their body can process it.
That's what I say. I think
they would, you know, either that or immediately they'd be like, I'm never eating anything but this Twinkie ever again. Like, here's a Twinkie, rock at it. Or how about this one? Ice.
Oh,
imagine
yeah.
an ice cold Dr. Pepper or root beer, whatever your favorite soda is. First off, they've never seen ice. No idea what it is. Never seen soda. Imagine how delicious, like, a McDonald's Coca-Cola is. An ice-cold McDonald's Coke. And you just handed them that beverage. Imagine what that must be like. Your first truly cold beverage in your life. And it's Coca-Cola. Game changer.
Do you think the tribes have trade boards, like front offices of professional sports teams?
I'd like to think so.
Yeah, like they move the machete up.
Yeah, yeah.
They get a little hungry, the food goes higher.
Yeah, the draft board. Move it around a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Man. If they only knew. It's all out of love, Peruvian tribe.
Yeah.
We love you. I'm sure you're great. And you know what the other thing? One more thing on this. You know, when two people get shot by a group of people,
yeah,
that typically sparks outrage in human society, right? Like that,
yes.
We do not...
Yeah, that doesn't...
It usually means war. In many cases, it means war.
Yes.
With these people,
no.
We're like... Yeah. All good.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Nothing to see here.
No. I don't think there's anything that tribe could do.
Shoot whoever you want.
To someone, like, and I would be like, they're at fault.
See, I really am half surprised, because humans are idiots, that some people haven't tried to go in there and, like, fight them. You know, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, start something with them.
Sure. Some jackass.
Yeah. Just, you know, like.
Yeah, I could see that. But it's so hard to even get there.
I guess so.
I think that
they know where they are.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. I just think that eliminates, like, that takes a big effort to even get to see those guys. That and the whole thing of, like, yeah, I'm going to die. But yeah, I could see some jackass going down there with a couple AR-15s. Like, I'm going to wipe them out.
Yeah.
And then, like, again, you get hit in the neck by an arrow that you don't even see coming. It's a good Twilight Zone about that. about these soldiers that go think they're going to save Custer in The Last Stand. Because they got a couple modern army things. And then they come up over the hill and see a couple thousand Native Americans running at them. And they're like, whoops!
Give them toilet paper and an iPhone. What interests them more?
Ah, good question.
Probably the toilet paper.
Yeah, some TP. Right. Although, hey, maybe they're doing it the right way. I mean, just, you know.
They start eating it.
Squat berry, maybe a little splashy splash in some water.
Yeah, I think they're fine.
Well, maybe they're doing great.
Yeah, we're doing it wrong here. They just need a bidet. That's what they need.
That's what the river's all about.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.